92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. My name is Mary Ellen Murphy. Last summer at Grand Haven State Park, the Swim Smart technology was installed for beach safety. And we have the person who designed all of this in the WGHN studios right now, Jacob Soder with Swim Smart. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I did have you in the studio last year, but I did meet up with you and your team out at Grand Haven State Park when you were installing the technology. Tell our audience what the technology is, first of all, because there are people moving to the area all the time. I don't want to assume everybody knows.
Sure. Well, essentially what we created is an electronic safety platform for beach safety.
Okay.
So a lot of people, when they see the pole, they first look at the light system. So the light system is an electronic replacement for the traditional beach flag system that the DNR and a lot of other parks around the state of Michigan and the country use to indicate a relative level of danger when swimming. The DNR will update the lights based on the wave conditions and future wave conditions. So really, it's a way to get a gut check on, you know, the level of risk exposure you'd experience if you were swimming.
Right.
The other main component of the beach towers is the red life ring cabinet. So that life ring cabinet has sensors in it. And when the cabinet's opened, it'll actually notify Ottawa County Dispatch, as well as alarm stations in all the DNR's staffed buildings. And it'll inform the DNR when any one of the cabinets are opened and give them the location. So really what it does is it allows not just first responders from the county to get on scene faster,
right,
but also the DNR staff to know immediately when one of those cabinets are opened.
Pretty amazing. And you designed the Swim Smart system, Water Safety Solutions. Now, what have you gathered from the last year, the input from people who visit the beach all the time, the city of Grand Haven? Did people give you input on this, how they felt about it?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So I would say it was pretty mixed. There was some good feedback.
Okay.
You know, there's functional things. So how did the units perform? Did they do their expectations? Did we make the beach safer? That's one thing. And the second thing is aesthetics, which is another thing we're working on in parallel.
Okay.
So when it comes to functionality, they did perform excellent. So we can't give all the details, but we had multiple rescues last summer. The system performed as expected. It mobilized DNR resources almost immediately, and they were able to get on scene within a matter of minutes, when traditionally a 911 call may take 5-10 minutes for dispatch to get on scene. So that was a huge plus. And then the blue poles in the parking lot areas, those were used multiple times to connect with Ottawa County, whether it's recovering lost children or, you know, disturbances or emergencies in the campground.
Okay.
So the phones make a big difference. The life rings have made a big difference. In terms of aesthetics, we definitely heard loud and clear a lot of the feedback from the community. So a lot of my focus over the past year has been trying to address the solar panels.
Okay.
So our focus is, tentatively, we plan on reducing each pole's solar panel by half.
Really?
Yes. So it won't affect the performance. If anything, we oversized it to make sure that the units would perform well.
Okay.
And now we have a year's worth of data, and we found that it was oversized.
All right.
So we're going to cut the solar panel by half, and it shouldn't have any deleterious effects to the performance of the units or anything like that.
And when are you going to be doing that?
So tentatively, it will be middle to end of summer. We don't have a hard date yet,
but
we will certainly keep you in the loop as things progress.
Wonderful. Wow. So where else are these Swim Smart systems? Because this is growing. Your company's growing.
Yes. So we actually have, our sign is our standard product. Grand Haven was actually the first one to implement the pole design, which was made very, was made by a lot of feedback, both with Ottawa County Dispatch, the Department of Natural Resources, and local first responders. So that platform was years of work to develop the package you see out there.
Yeah.
Now we have our sign product on beaches all over the country, everywhere from the East Coast to the Gulf Coast and all over the Great Lakes as well. Now we focus on not just beach safety, but water quality as well for inland lakes.
Okay.
So, but in terms of the core pole product, the second beach, which will be Marquette, Michigan, will be joining you as well.
Wonderful. Did you go to school up there?
I did. I went to Michigan Tech, yes.
Okay.
And I live in the UP, so.
You do.
I do.
And I don't want to assume that everybody, you know, heard the story about the Swim Smart system last year. What made you do this? Let's go back to the beginning.
Yeah. So when I was a young student, I think I was 19, I was an engineering student, and I got pulled into really water safety technologies just through the school.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, I got to meet hundreds, at this point, thousands of first responders, beach managers, weather service officials. And we just kept hearing the same story when it came to challenges about water safety, which is we have staffing shortages, we have all this coast, you know, seasonal employees are difficult, and the flag system's hard to maintain. And we thought, well, where can technology really solve the low-hanging fruit? Right? It's not going to solve everything, technology, but technology can empower the staff we do have.
Yeah.
Maybe automate away some of the simple tasks like changing a flag, and you know, make the team overall more effective and standardize things across beaches.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. It takes time. It takes a lot of not just public adoption, but adoption between states and around the country. But every year we continue to grow in force and more people are behind the cause.
Right. So. Yeah, I've covered rescues and I've covered drownings, and it's something I don't ever want to have to do again. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you know all about that. So pretty amazing. It would be nice if the lake would warm up so we could actually go swimming. That would be nice, you know?
Yes.
So you actually live up in the UP. You're going to be working at Grand Haven State Park. Where else do you go? You go all over the country and sell this system?
I do. So we are technically still a startup, and I drive all around the Great
Lakes.
You do,
Lakes. Yeah.
We actually, we handle the maintenance and operation of our equipment as well.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually monitoring the devices, making sure they're performing well. We don't shift that burden onto local resources. We actually maintain the equipment. And what that allows us to do is, as we get more and more units, we get lessons learned on how to make the units better,
mm-hmm.
and sort of share data across state and local entities on what works and what doesn't to improve beach policy for everybody.
And I think every beach is different. I mean, I you know, Pier Marquette Beach, the people are a little bit different than they are at Grand Haven State Park. It's different. Beaches are different. People feel differently about their beaches, and every beach is different with the people that are there and the way that the water is and the beach itself. So I'm looking forward to going out to Grand Haven State Park. When you were out here for that ribbon cutting, that was on May 21st.
Wow.
Isn't that hard to believe?
It is.
And so you learn something every year with the data and everything. And so you'll be back next summer. It'd be nice to talk to you in the fall to see how the system worked this summer. But at some point, you're going to go out to the state park and you're going to make those, what are they called? The
rescue stations.
You're going to make those smaller.
Yes.
Okay.
The solar panels will be
reduced.
The solar
panels.
Yep. So actually, some of the other features that will be coming out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the changes will be implemented at once.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I don't have a hard date, but
it'll
actually be dramatically improved lights. So the lights actually will be able to be dimmed during the dusk. And actually, we can control where the lights shine and how far they shine.
This is amazing.
So anybody that lives, you know, in the relative area near the beach, we can actually turn off aspects of the light so that they don't have light in their window at night. So now the lights do turn off at night based on park close hours.
Right, right.
But it'll be a pretty dramatic improvement. And then the other thing is when the sun hits a light, you know, like you're driving to work, you know how the taillights will glare.
Yeah.
It looks like they're breaking. That's the same thing with our lights as well. So we put a lot of thought and design into how to making the lights improved. Another addition is the signs that, say, Area 1, Area 2, especially during some of your tornado days.
Oh, boy.
Yes. We had signs fall off, so now we're redesigning it. We're actually building, kind of like a Walmart parking lot, the cube that goes around the pole, and it's a sign on all four sides.
Oh, I see.
So now you'll be able to see the area from all four sides, and that was feedback from dispatch where, you know, they can't tell which pole's which when they're looking at an angle.
Mm-hmm.
So it should also improve the strength of those signs as well. There's a few other small changes. I would say the last big one is that we'll actually be adding, similar to a fire alarm pole, on that blank steel plate at the base of the unit. So how there's the red cabinet on the front, there will be basically a push for help button on the other side of the orange poles, similar to the blue poles. So if somebody's having a non-water safety emergency, they're having a general emergency, they can still inform Ottawa County. They can still inform the DNR just by pushing a button.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Wow. So I would imagine every year you're going to constantly improve and learn. That's what it's all about, right? How did this work this year? What can we do to improve? Well, I think the residents in Grand Haven will be very happy to hear this interview. That's for sure. So where do your travels take you this week? Where are you going? What are you doing? Who are you seeing?
Well, Wisconsin's next. We've got a lot of adoption in Wisconsin, and actually... a lot of it is water quality.
Okay.
They do have some issues with water quality in specific areas of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and technology can help address that as well.
Really?
So it's about implementing technology in a space that's been long neglected with technology, which is the beach.
Yeah.
Right? While we still want to maintain the pristine, get away from the daily worries of what life that is going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it is 2025, so there's so much technology that can be implemented to solve very basic, tasks that our municipal friends have to go through every day just to keep that resource beautiful.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. I'm telling you. Wow. Did you work on this when you were up at Tech?
Yes,
you did. I knew it.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I've been working on it for almost about 10 years now.
Wow.
And I've learned a lot, and the product just gets better every year. So we really do take the feedback of not just the staff and the first responders, but also the community to heart.
It sounds like you did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I love it. Now, the website for Swim Smart is swimsmarttech.com, but I will have links to that in the story, and I'll have a link to the original story when we did that ribbon cutting. Jacob, thank you so much for being here. It's an honor to have you on the air, and thanks for sharing that news with WGHN. And I look forward to being out at the beach and seeing... this system do its job.
Yes, thank you
so much.
Which
is to keep the beach and the people that go there safe.
Absolutely, and we look forward to sharing more success stories with the community.
Wonderful. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.